Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Aditya Malani from the HT Media Group. I would like to welcome you all to our Quarter One Financial Year 25-26 Earnings Webinar. As a reminder, all the participants will be in listen-only mode. After we are through with the presentation, there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions. I now hand over to Ms. Anna Abraham, CFO, Hindustan Media Ventures Limited, and Head Investor Relations, HT Media Group. Thank you, and over to you, Anna.
Thank you, Aditya. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of HT Media Group, I would like to extend a warm welcome to our earnings webinar for the first quarter of financial year 25-26. Joining me on today's call are Mr. Piyush Gupta, Group CFO, Mr. Parvez Bhanan, Head of Financial Controllership and Taxation, and members of the Investor Relations team. We hope you've had an opportunity to review the financial results of Hindustan Media Ventures Limited, which was announced yesterday, as well as those of HT Media Limited released earlier this afternoon. Please note that our discussion today will follow the presentation slides. This presentation, along with the financial statements, are available on the stock exchanges and in the investor relations section of our respective websites. Coming on to slide two, as per our usual practice, we would not be providing any specific guidance on revenue or earnings projections. So kindly keep in mind the disclaimer that is on the slide regarding forward-looking statements. This slide features comments from our chairperson on the company's performance on the concluded fiscal quarter, and I quote, "Building up from a successfully concluded last fiscal year, the first quarter in the current fiscal has also begun on a strong note, with both operating revenue and profitability showing growth as compared to the previous year. The print business has seen strong growth in advertising revenue, reflecting our leading market presence and the continued relevance of print as an effective medium. Our targeted efforts to grow circulation have delivered steady, sequential gains, further enhancing our reach. Growth in our radio business has been tepid, with the larger industry still facing challenges. However, we are pivoting the business with a renewed focus on growing non-free commercial time revenue. Meanwhile, our digital businesses continue to show steady momentum, with our platforms Mosaic, Shine, and OBPK driving growth through differentiated future-ready offerings. We are working towards accelerating growth of our digital business while deepening the impact of our print offerings and reimagining the radio business with experiential and integrated formats. As always, your trust powers our journey. With a relentless focus on quality journalism and immersive entertainment, we are creating richer, more relevant experiences for our diverse and evolving audiences." End of quote. This is the agenda that we will be covering during the call today. We will first cover the consolidated financial results, followed by a detailed overview of our print, radio, and digital businesses. After the presentation, we will open the floor for a Q&A session. With that, I now hand over the call to Mr. Yusuf.
Thank you, Anna. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining Q1 FY26 earnings call. We will just track the presentation on your screens. So the first chart is on the consolidated financial summary. As you can see, in the first quarter FY26, our total revenues have grown by 6% on a YoY basis at 451 crores. And that is a negative 11 crores, which is an improvement of 59%. On a sequential basis, the revenue is at minus 23%, with PAT at minus 120%. Net cash remains very, very healthy, at close to 1,000 crores. Passing on to the business unit performance and deep diving right away into print, we can see improvement in print operating revenues compared to the last year. This is led by a significant growth in advertising revenues. Circulation showing sequential improvements as well. So our ad revenues have come to 255 crores, which is a 17% improvement, and total operating revenue at 320 crores, which is an 8% improvement. Going to the English segmentation and our advertisement revenue, which have come at 140 crores, is a 19% growth, so very healthy growth on a YoY basis. On a quarterly basis, however, it's a decline of 12%. Circulation revenue, however, has been a little tepid because our impetus at recruiting more copies and more readers is down by 22%. On a quarterly basis, it's flat. Coming on to the Hindi business, our growth is 14% with the ad revenues coming at 116 crores. On a quarterly basis, it's a decline of 9% at 116 crores. Circulation revenue on a YoY basis are at 39 crores, which is flat versus last year. Radio, as highlighted earlier, radio has been under a bit of pressure. Those segment revenue saw a dip compared to the prior quarter due to high base effect from the big events which we conducted earlier this year. But on a YoY basis, the revenues came at 31 crores as against 36 crores last year, with a margin at negative 21. Digital, you can see the segment revenues rose YoY as most digital properties, including OTT Play, continued to gain traction and profitability improvement owing to broad-based revenue expansion along with business investment rationalization. As a consequence, our operating revenues are at 56 crores, which is a growth of 21%, and operating margins are at a negative 38%. With that, we come to the end of the presentation. I hand it back to Anna.
Thank you, Piyush. We will now begin the Q&A session. You can click on the raise hand option, which will enable the moderator to unmute you for posing your query. Please introduce yourself before posing your query and kindly restrict to a maximum of two questions per participant so that we may be able to address questions from all participants. We will wait for a few moments while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Gaurav Agarwal. Please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Hi Piyush, hi Anna. I am a private investor. So basically, my question is regarding your one of the group companies, Regi Content. I believe you all have diluted a large part of the equity as RSUs. So just wanted to know what's the impact on the P&L, because if it's almost like 9.5% equity dilution. So I believe even in the financial, you all should have separately adjusted or shown some details what's the impact on the P&L is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have no separate, it is part of our employee cost in the P&L.
Yeah, so in the last quarterly numbers, what's the impact? Can you tell me?
Last quarterly numbers is hardly any impact, which is the RSUs were issued only in the last month.
So Gaurav, hi, this is Piyush Desai. So Gaurav, all the cost has been charged in the salary and wages account, and it's sort of 9% dilution. I don't know how you've calculated that, but the accounting has been conducted as per Ind AS, and it's sort of 9% dilution. But it's all employees, the RSUs, which have been given to the employees.
It's
And it will be
almost.
disclosed in the annual report as and when it comes up.
But Piyush, it's 9.5%. No? Earlier, you all had 29 lakh shares, RSUs, which you guys increased it to 56. So it's like 10% of the DG Content equity.
Not been issued as yet. There's a right to this thing, and it is a benchmark to certain milestones also. So apparently, there's no done.
Sorry.
There is.
I couldn't get you. Can you come again, please?
Right at this point in time, the shares have not been issued as yet. So when the shares get issued, then it will have some level of dilution. But at this point of time, there is no.
But if you find out the list of the entire BSE 500 list of companies, there would be very few who would have done such large. These all things happen in the private equity unlisted stocks. You know, founder allotments happen. So how come all of a sudden, you know, right from 2%, then 5, now it's 9.5%? That's a very
That's the sort of exactly the point that I'm trying to make. First of all, it's not 9.5%, it's much less. That has been given as a right for the trust to buy and hand over the ESOPs to the employees. It's not 9.5%. That's the approval which has been taken for future handing out, but it will not be a 9%. You know, if you want, we can separately engage and you can drop a mail to the investor relations section and we'll give you the exact.
And just closing on that conversation, we also the digital business is a new age business for from that perspective. We are investing more and more in that digital business, so therefore it is listed, but there is a growth potential similar to new age business.
So, are there any specific employees like I believe you guys have enrolled
Gaurav,
Sameer
I
Singh?
appreciate that. I'll tell you what, Gaurav, this because we don't consider, you know, this call is for the HT Media Group and DCL really doesn't fall into that. Why don't you send your specific queries on the investor relation and we will answer your query there?
Nobody bothers to respond on emails, neither calls. Manu is not available. The number which is there, that number is seems to be out of working. You know, it's not working. So how do we
Why don't you
guys
send
contact?
email to Gaurav? We receive a lot of emails on a very regular basis. Just drop in an email
But
to
somebody
us.
should pick up the
Gaurav,
call, na? Nobody is picking up the call also.
would you be kind enough to kind of put in an email?
I will do that, Piyush. If you give me your email ID, I'll put directly to you.
My email ID is very simple. It's piyush.gupta@hindustantimes.com. Why don't you write a mail to me?
Yeah, I'll do that. Thanks a lot, Piyush. Yeah.
Reminder to all participants that you may use the raise hand option on your screen if you wish to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Yash R. Please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Hi Piyush, hi Anna, good evening.
Hi, Yash, good evening.
Could you please let us know the verticals that have helped to achieve the growth in the print segment, particularly the English part, HT? I know I can read in the comments that there has been a higher government revenue versus last year. So first of all, I mean, we must have been having a good amount of revenue this year. Is it normalized or is that any exceptional revenue that you received? And what are the
If
other
I may
verticals?
take, yeah,
Want to take this?
if I may take it up, see, last year, same quarter, if you remember, we had the national elections. So there was a code of conduct which was in play
Correct.
because of which government revenue was substantially lower.
Correct.
Therefore, this year there is no such restriction. So government spending has been as usual, and therefore that will, of course, last year, therefore in quarter one, the results were poor. This year is getting the upside. But apart from the government revenue, commercial revenue also has fired for us.
So which sectors have contributed the most to it, apart from
Yes, if I
education is a big segment for quarter one, so that would be one of the segments which is fired. So has I mean across English and Hindi, it would be education. And among the top five segments, there are two, three of them have been fired.
sorry, I didn't get any of the verticals or
The
the
segment
segments
is
that
education.
education is one that has performed well, right?
Yes.
And
And real estate and BFSI and a few others.
BFSI, okay. And what percentage of contribution is by education to the
Yeah, we
overall
wouldn't be able to disclose it. Education is a pretty sizable advertiser in the quarter one.
Okay, and growth percentage, if you can just let us know, government and education.
We don't give split by segments.
Well, Yash, let me try to give you a context. I mean, education, the first quarter is a big segment. It's in the top 5 to 7 segments that we have, for which the advertising comes in the English newspaper, because the question is specifically to English. The growth has been reasonably good on the commercial side, but we wouldn't like to give the exact number because it's a competitive number we don't want to share. But that's one sector which has fired.
Okay, and what about on the circulation front? What about the copies? Are we stagnant or are we growing, or have those numbers gone down? Because in the investor presentation, I can see that the discounting is still continuing, right?
Hold on before Canada. Well, discounting, as I have highlighted earlier, we are
Yeah.
currently recruiting a lot of new readers on the Hindustan side, right? So all the discounting which has happened is primarily happening there, which is a short-term trend. But Anna can give the exact specifics. So Anna, would you like to comment on
Yeah,
this?
so there is the so in the English segment, you whatever that this the decline that you see is largely on account of pricing only. Copies, as you can see sequentially, also we are flat. There's no change in copies. In the Hindi business, we are actually growing in copies vis-a-vis last year. Sequential numbers remain pretty much intact.
Sorry, on the English front, I can see a drop of 22% in the revenue. That is on account of.
As I also mentioned in the investor day.
No, I mean, so it's lower realization per copy. So I'm not able to make a sense of it as to what it means.
That means the pricing to the customer is discounted as you were alluding to, and therefore it is the decline in revenue is linked by pricing and not by copies.
Okay, so copies are the same, but then we are continuing with giving discounts, right, on the cover price. Hello? Hello?
Can you hear us?
Sorry.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
I can now.
Yeah, so we said, yes, you are absolutely right. We are giving those discounts, and hence it is saying on the circulation revenue, the copies are pretty constant, but our endeavor is to recruit more copies and increase the number of copies as we go forward from here on.
So, I mean, what is the plan like? How?
Dear participant, sorry to interrupt here, but may we request you to fall back in queue for any follow-up questions, please?
Sure. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Deepak Sharma. Please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Yeah, hi, good evening. This is Deepak. My question is that we have signed a couple of AFE agreements in the last 6 months, and we see an uptick in the revenue. So would you be able to give a segregation between the AFE revenue growth vis-a-vis the normal revenue growth? Ad revenue.
Not exactly. We don't exactly give that number, but suffice to say that AFE revenue has been a substantial part of the overall print revenue, and it remains to be so, remains to be seen. But it doesn't have too much bearing on the new agreements that we would have signed, because all the existing agreements that we have also have a life of 3 to 5 years. So those agreements are also into play, but AFE revenue is a substantial part of the overall revenue.
Sure. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Meera Parel. Please introduce yourself and ask your question. Participant, you will have to unmute yourself. Meera Parel, please unmute yourself and ask your question. Yes, please unmute yourself.
Now, Meera Parel is not available. She hasn't asked a question.
Sorry, we couldn't hear you.
Now, I'm Sharad Ruparel, her father. Mira Ruparel is not available. She hasn't asked a question. Neither I have asked a question.
We'll move on. No problem. The follow-on question is from the line of Deepak Sharma. Please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Yeah, so follow-up question again. So in my earlier discussion with Aditya, one-on-one discussions, we did mention that, you know, the AFE declaration happens when we do the conversion of the warrants into equity. So there are standing agreements which happen prior to that as well. So do we have a split of those saying that, okay, these are in the pipeline and out of these, you know, X number of them, we want to convert the warrants into equity? Do we have some ratios onto that?
Can you just repeat the question? I think I missed a point there. You say when we convert a warrant into equity, what happens?
So we under the LODR declarations, we publish on the bourses that these are the AFE agreements which have been converted into equity. The warrants are getting converted into equity. But you know, my discussion with Aditya earlier mentioned that there are we keep on scouting for potential partnership opportunities. And keep on shortlisting them. And then out of those, if we find a long-term strategic value, then only we convert into that. So what is the split of those you know, businesses where we say that we form a partnership with 100 people and only 30% qualify to go to the next round?
Well, so let me try to kind of attempt your question in a very high level. So we have no specific number here. First of all, you have to understand the reason that we invest through the warrant structure rather than paying equity is a risk mitigation strategy. So, of course, there are a lot of instruments that we are using, and not just the warrant. The warrant also is a risk mitigation strategy. We do paying equity, we do convertible debentures, we do optionally convertible debentures, we do warrants, and so on and so forth. Now, the reason that we would convert a warrant into equity, if we basically see that that equity can give us a substantial upside. Now, that will happen because based on all the information rights that we have in our invested companies, if we see that a certain company is on a certain track where we believe that there can be a lot of upside, and that is the time that we convert our warrant into equity. As per the contractual document, there's a time period in many cases that we have up to which we can exercise this right. And within that time period, we keep on looking at the financial performance of the company and basis that we take. So there is no straight answer as to what percentage of warrants will be converted into equity. But the simple answer is, depending on the conviction that we have on the company's performance and therefore the go forward perspective of the company, we would exercise that option. Otherwise, we will not.
Sure. Understood. Thank you. Historically, you know, what would have been the ratio in the past?
Look, historically, quite a few of our companies which have gone to the public markets, and we were sitting in warrants. So before the public market, we did exercise that option. There are quite a few companies which have shown a lot of traction on both the top line and the bottom line. In that case, we would have done this thing. But I would have a ready-made number for you. But those are the decision gate spaces which, you know, we'll look at the information. If the information is giving us a green signal, and we'll go ahead and exercise the option. Otherwise, we'll not.
No, absolutely. I was talking to Aditya earlier and said that MobiQuick was a quick win for us last December itself. So you know, it boosted our numbers as well. My question was more on the misses. You know what happens? You know, if most of the companies don't qualify, you know, what happens? Is there a loss?
Let me flip the question. So like MobiQuick was a win as per our operating thesis at this point in time, whilst we are tracking our investing companies, in the next 2 to 3 years, we think that there will be many such opportunities in our investing companies where we will get this opportunity. Now, whether the markets will reward them very nicely or not, only time will tell. But at this point in time, you know, we see a lot of opportunity over the next 2 or 3 years.
Got it. Thank you.
Reminder to all participants that You may use the raise hand option on your screen if you wish to ask a question. Follow-on question from Yash R. Please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Yeah, hi. So the question that I wanted to ask earlier was that how long are we looking to see to continue the discounts on the circulation front?
So at this point in time, I'll just do a long form answer. So as you are aware, post-COVID, most of the copies for most of the publishers came down, and now very selectively, depending on which market is showing a promise and there's competitive activity, we are addressing market by market. There's a full impetus we are doing in the Hindi market and also in the English market, Delhi, Bombay, and Chandigarh. We are selectively increasing our copies. Now, I don't think that this is a carte blanche that we are doing across all our print locations and all our markets, but this is a selective market where we see that we have to shore up the copies. Now, there are two routes that we take. One is, as you said, price off. Second is the gifts that we give to our readers. So we keep on checking them on a monthly basis, but at this point in time, the strategy is paying fruits. Of course, it's a little costly, but the RPCs tend to depress in the short term, whereas the benefit comes over the long term. So at this point in time, we are continuing, but suffice to say that we keep on looking at the performance on a monthly basis and take a real-time call on that.
So we don't
Also,
have any.
Yes, to add, there is a competitive environment on this as well. So, there is generally, it also depends on the competitive environment as to what is the kind of offers that is run by her.
So we'll continue with it for foreseeable future.
But I'm saying at least for the next month we are, and we will take a call at the end of next month. And if we think that we should continue, so we are taking 1 month at a time at this point in time. But looks like currently we are continuing because this will give us fruits in the long term.
Okay, and what about the newsprint prices now?
Newsprint prices are flat for at least the last 2 quarters, and we don't see any reason for them to spike up. I understand there's a lot of anxiety around the geopolitical events.
Yeah.
But we believe that the newsprint prices will remain in a very tight band, which is currently give or take $500 a metric ton, and we are currently tracking those prices.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all. With this, we come to the end of the Q&A session. Thank you, Aditya. As you can see, we have clocked a pretty decent growth on the top line, but from a long-term business viability, we keep on investing behind our copies in our print businesses and our other various businesses like OTT Play. We are setting up a target, and we have seen 100% growth on a YoY basis, and we hope to repeat the performance forward. Our radio business is undergoing a bit of a tough environment right now where the pricing is under pressure, but we are doing all the efforts in our hand to correct the situation. Our cash position remains very firm, and our AFE book is only growing, and we hope to get some more quick wins in the next 2 or 3 days. With that, we appreciate your time, and we look forward to seeing you in the next quarter. Thank you. Back to you. Thank you.